Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 7th of March. Starting off with Avacta, which arguably is the strongest stock that there'll be in this particular selection. The reason for saying that is that we've had a golden cross to end last week. We've got a rising trend channel from January. We had a gap higher through January resistance, £1.57 last month. Held that gap. The lowest support that we've had since then was £1.67 versus the £1.66 gap top. So that's all pretty strong. And then all we're waiting for now really is an end of day close back above that late February peak, just shy of 205p. But more than enough there to go with the flow and be targeting as high as £2.50 plus by the end of next month at the top of the rising October trend channel and also the January trend channels. This stage only well below Friday's low, and that support line from last month at 188 really delaying or hurting the bull argument. On to a stock which looked pretty good last month but sort of dithered since, but there may be good news coming out of that in the sense that we bounced off the 50-day moving average, we bounced off the floor of the rising trend channel from October, and we closed above the 200-day line, and as well as that, we had a key reversal to the upside on Friday's intraday candle. So quite a long candle there and quite a strong one as well. Normally, key reversals off the floor of the range tend to be moves which are followed through on. So let's see if that works. Above the 200-day line at 3p, we're certainly looking for, or still looking for, the top of the rising trend channel from October as high as 5.5p. On to Eco Atlantic, rather. And here we've got another stock, which is, it looks like it's bounced hard off the floor of the range. So a nice weekly close there above the 50-day line and above. Oh, it's a new high for March as well. So that's a pretty strong signal. Should have the follow-through that we're looking for. We had a similar kind of situation here in November, and obviously that led to higher prices. And so hopefully this will do the same. At least while we're above the floor of the channel from the end of October at 22p, looking for 31p, which is the top of that month's trend channel. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. On to Echo, which I nearly said in the last stock. This was been probably one of the most painful setups that we've had. We should have broken through for this situation in January, but we had then a double top in February and had to come back to a bear trap below the 200-day moving average. That's at 0.56p, and really at the floor of the channel around 0.5. The view now is that at least while we're above the 200-day line at 0.56, we should finally hit the target we were looking for through 1p, 1.1, 1.2p by the end of next month. If you are cautious on the shares, which by now some people might even have given up on it, you would wait for an end-of-day close above the January resistance line there at 0.75 ahead of a potential 1.1p technical target. Moving on to a stock which I covered near the beginning of its bull run but then sort of forgot about, but here we have it, Ince Group. Here we've got the situation where we broke through the after a bear trap below 20p, we broke through the 200-day line, broke through neckline resistance there from May around 33, 34, and made good progress within a rising trend channel from November. The highlight now is the break above the February resistance at 60, let's call it 68p. While we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from November, as high as at 100p by the end of next month. And sort of reminds me of something I've been thinking about in terms of trying to get onto momentum situations, basically buying a stock when it's doubled from the low. So here it say it was 20p, and then you buy it when it was right when it hit 40, and you hold on as long as it remains above 20, let's say. So that kind of strategy, 50% stop loss. And so obviously in this situation, that would have worked very well, and you'd have no reason to get out of it either because it looks like such a good uptrend. Stock which I haven't covered for a while but seems to be back. Obviously, the oil stock's really doing well at the moment, or starting to do well with the oil price booming. Looks like we might actually get $100 plus on that after the bear trap below zero that we had last year. Here we've got a one-day touch of the 200-day moving average, 24 pence for JKX oil and gas. One-day touches tend to be strong signals, both as a support and resistance. And that looks like what we've got here. Above 24 pence on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards 45 pence at the top of that October rising trend channel. If you're squeamish about the stock, you could wait for a break above the 50-day line, although that's giving away a bit of the upside. But we've had already a weekly close back above that January support at 27 pence, so it should be enough, really, for even the fussy or weak bears to go for this situation now. The other plus point is that we've got good bullish divergence here. It's a much lower support there for the end of February and going into March, but the RSI basically flat there for JKX, so that is a pretty decent bullish divergence and a leading indicator potentially on upside. Stock of the week in terms of maybe catching people off guard was Premier African with the spike higher on Friday. We already had, I suppose that was a sort of the second wave. We had the first wave through the 200-day line last month. What's handy here is that we've broken above the February peak at 0.1 pence, so that makes for a reasonable stop loss or end-of-day close stop loss as we look for hopefully a target now as high as 0.2 pence plus while we hold above the 1 pence 0.1 pence area. And again, you've got that sort of buying the bagger scenario where you buy a stock after it's doubled and these momentum markets. So it was 0.04 and bought at 0.08, and the rest is history, if you see what I mean. So that's quite an interesting situation there. A new one for the near term, a company I haven't covered for quite a while, Photome International, which sounds like a bit of a blast from the past, but here it is, breaking that line of resistance from November, breaking the 200-day moving average as well, which changes the trend at 50 pence. While we're above the 200-day line, looking towards the top of that broadening triangle from September, as high as 70 pence by the end of next month, only really back below the 50-day line at 48 pence, really questioning the recovery argument there for Photome. Stock which had a good, had a sort of flurry a little while back, maybe a few weeks ago, Scancell, but sort of got a bit left behind since the middle of last month. Still everything on track, I suppose, for the bulls. The old resistance there from October around the 20 and three quarter level area. And so that's come in as new support both, well, at the beginning of this month and also last week. At least while we're above the 20 pence area, ideally probably no lower than 19. We're looking forward to a top of July trend channel target as high as 50 pence as soon as the end of May at the current rate of progress. Stock which is easy to forget, let's say, but I saw somebody tweet about it earlier in the weekend. Here we've got Trinity hopefully coming up. And what you can see here is that we've had a rising trend channel since September. Good support coming in now above old resistance, the old resistance in January, around 12.5 pence. That's around 13 pence for March so far. So that's pretty encouraging. And while we're above 12.5, looking towards the September resistance time projection of 25 pence as soon as the end of next month, one would expect the unloved oilers to start to kick in on a sort of FOMO basis over the next few weeks. Hopefully Trinity would be one of them. On to rather more obscure territory, Tupel. Here we've got a situation where shares sort of bumping along the bottom of this triangle formation. We've got a support line there from October. That's running at around 0.07 pence. And while we're above that, we're tentatively looking for a move to the top of the triangle and retesting October resistance at 0.16 pence. Obviously, if you're cautious of the shares, wait for an end-of-day close back above the 200-day line around 0.08.5, if that's a proper number to describe it. Finishing off with Tulu, and here you can see that this has been a decent recovery situation. If it comes through on the chart, here we are. Nice wide rising trend channel after the bear trap from below the 200-day line in December. Higher low above the 200-day line, bouncing off the floor of a rising trend channel from September. And the view now is that while we're above that old February peak at 3.6 pence, looking for at least 5.5 to 6 pence by the end of next month. Big picture target over the next 2 to 3 months, as high as the top of the November 2019 trend channel at 10 pence, maybe on a 3 to 6 month time frame. But at the end of next month, with the 6 pence area, seems to be a reasonable prospect. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.